a slow flow into Pisces season this is. Sometimes the transition into seasons can be quite slow, especially as we have come out of that Mercury in retrograde. And a retrograde is a regressive energy rather than a progressive energy, and that Mercury in retrograde was savage. Mercury rules over air because it rules Gemini, and we had almost seven planets in air, which is tough. And that was Aquarius season, and it was all air, and the air may have felt turbulent for some, mainly for fire signs and for air signs, not so much for earth signs and water signs. But that transition is slowly bedding in to Pisces season. And has anybody else been having crazy dreams? And Pisces season is all about dream time and what we can dream for ourselves, and it's also about what is hidden. Pisces is duality. And while we think Gemini is duality, Pisces is the two fish often trying to find each other. And Pisces represents the subconscious and the superconscious and everything in between. And it's all about what has been hidden from us and what is being revealed to us. And especially in this season, it comes in the form of dreams. So you may find that your dreams are very vivid, very real, and could quite possibly be reoccurring at this time. And Pisces is 12th house energy. It's super high energy. Pisces is the elder of the sign. As we go through evolutionary astrology, we start with Aries, the child, and we come full circle and we end with Pisces, the child. And this is the end of the astrological year. So lots of people are tired, which is why those dreams are coming through. So asking ourselves this season, when we move into dream time and as we come out of winter and we head into spring, what is realistic for you? What is actionable for you? Where are you putting your time and energy into your dreams, into making goals and things happen? And Pisces is dream time. And when I say dream time, shamanically, we are talking about a higher state of consciousness, whether that is waking or sleeping. And the astrology has finally eased off in this season, which is good news for everybody. This season is also about where you place your victimhood, your victim consciousness. It is those conscious thoughts that you say in your head, the voice that you hear, and how you shame yourself. And because we are free sovereign beings, Pisces always gives us that chance to step into our leadership roles, into our power, into our personal sovereignty, and take hold and go after the things that we want. So asking again, is it realistic? Is it achievable? Is it actionable? You may find coming out of this pandemic, this lockdown, that you have new ideas around your business, personally, moving house, finding new spaces, finding a new environment. And those things aren't always rushed. And Pisces allowing that time just to sit on all of that and to dream it up. To dream it up. Is it going to work? Could it work? How can it work? And it's the perfect time just to be all floaty and to get lost in that, but not so lost that we are deluded and that we want things to look a certain way. Neptune rules over Pisces. I love Neptune. I've done an IGTV on Neptune, and Neptune is super, super powerful. And he's ruled by Poseidon in mythology. Pisces can also be quite stormy, but it can also be very idyllic and utopian. But obviously when we look at utopian, we're also looking at dystopian, which are two ends of the same stick. So asking yourself, where have you been deluded? What's beneath the surface? How does that affect you? How does that affect others? And using your discernment to figure out what is real and what isn't. And this is just the perfect time. And if you're unsure where Pisces sits in your chart, and we all have Pisces in our chart, there is a link in my bio where you can take a look at your birth chart and see what area you would be working on in this season.